Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 23, verse 8. Take no bribes, for a bribe makes you ignore something that you clearly see. A bribe makes even a righteous person twist the truth. I'd never really thought about bribes until I spent 2 years living in India. There we spoke about bribes on a regular basis. Soon after I arrived there, a servant girl was murdered near where we lived. Her body was found at the bottom of a well. I was very alarmed by this, as you can imagine, and was relieved when my Indian host told me that the murderer had been found. I asked what would happen to the murderer, and my host explained straightforwardly that nothing would happen because he'd bribed the police. I was totally shocked. Bribery takes place in many countries on a regular basis. In India, it was well known that the only way to get a delivery of full gas canisters was to bribe the delivery driver. Bribery was just a normal part of life. So this led to endless conversations as to how Christians should respond. Some Christians, including my wonderful host, were very clear that they would never bribe anyone. But many others acknowledged that it was an inevitable part of living in a poor society, and that they would pay whatever it took to get the goods and services they needed. The people of Israel were clearly very familiar with this whole issue and knew the power of bribes to make even really good people twist the truth. Bribery may not be a big problem in our lives, but we all live with the challenge of making wise, ethical decisions day by day. Whether it's paying tradesmen in cash to help them avoid paying tax, or making inflated insurance claims, we all live with a temptation to bend the truth. God calls us to be truthful and just, whatever the situation and however great the temptation. So let me ask you a question. How would you respond if bribes were a regular expectation in our society? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to act in a way that will honour you, however great the pressures. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.